We're going to discuss today the topic of turning right in halacha and how it applies to many minhagim. The phrase in the Gemara is called Kol Pinah Shatapone Lo Ye'ela Derech Yamin. When you turn right. And the Gemara in Yuma, Nun Ches Amibes and Tevav Amibes and several other places in Shas, learns this from the Yamshel Shlomo, the pool that Shlomo had, that the directions that the Navi tells us about this pool of Shlomo was that the cows that were made out of gold were made in the directions that were counterclockwise. It was north, west, south, east, counterclockwise. And where it says, from here you learn the concept that you go right. Derech Yamin. And the Gemara has two applications of this in terms of the Beis HaMikdash. One of them is the Outer Mizbeach. Every time the Kohanim would bring the Korban Chatas, they would walk up the ramp. The ramp was on the south side of the Azara, of the outer courtyard, and they would walk up from the south, and then turn from the south and make their way to the east, and from the east to the north, and from the north to the west side of the Mizbeach, and that way encircling the Mizbeach, and again in a counterclockwise fashion, making a sprinkling on the corners on the Mizbeach for all four corners for the Korban Chatas. And for a Korban Ola, it was the same rotation, except it was only in two out of the four corners. That's where they sprinkle the blood, in the northeast and the southwest corner. There's a fascinating discussion in the Gemara and Tevav in Yuma about why those two corners were chosen, and if you're trying to go right, after they did the Shechita, why would the Kohen end up in that first corner where they did the sprinkling for the Ola, which was the northeast corner? Because, says Tosus, they used to do the Shechita B'Safon in the north. If they did Shechita in the Safon, and they're walking right, so that'll be going around the Mizbeach on the west side of the Mizbeach. Shouldn't they hit the west side of the Mizbeach first? So to that we have an answer from Rashi, that you always restart and refocus about where you're going to do the zrikos, the sprinklings of blood on the Mizbeach, or applications for the chatas, of placing the blood on the Mizbeach. You always do that starting from the ramp. It doesn't matter where you are, you walk to the ramp. Okay, but even when you walk to the ramp, still you're going to pass by the corner, the first corner, which is in the southeast. The southeast corner should have an application of blood. Okay, so that's because it doesn't have, for an Ola, it needs to have a Yesod, it needs to have the foundation of the Mizbeach, and it doesn't have that in that corner. Okay. But Tosa was wondering exactly how you're going to make your way around the Mizbeach in order to do the sprinklings of blood. And that's where they have this question about if you're going to go in the counterclockwise direction, are you going to pass by some other corners? And they have to come up with answers. In fact, they have a fascinating discussion for Rabbi Shimon at Timni, and they, in fact, say maybe he had to do the Shechita right near northeast corner. This way you'll do the Shechita right next to the Derech Yamin going right. That's the first case we have in the Gemara about doing the Zrikos Hadam and the Chatas and the Ola in the counterclockwise direction around the outer Mizbeach. About Yom Kippur, there's an inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Panimi, the Mizbeach Hazav, that they used for the Ketores every single day, the spices, the incense, and then they used it for the Korban on Yom Kippur that they used to bring, the Sira Baal called Mitzvah Zampar. They used to sprinkle the blood on the inner Mizbeach, on the four corners. And there's a machlokas exactly which direction you do it. Rabbi Akiva says, in fact, you go clockwise, you go left. And the Gemara says, it's because he holds that you didn't circle around the Mizbeach, you just used your hand to go around the Mizbeach. You didn't walk around. And therefore, it doesn't matter to go right. It's only when you walk, you have to go right, but not if you're using your hands. And Rabbi Yossi and Haglili disagrees, and he says, no, you walked around the Mizbeach and you went right. And that's, in fact, how we paskin. There's a fascinating Rambam about this, in Perek Dal in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, and also in Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos, where he has a shita where they were standing beyond the Mizbeach and still further west than where the Mizbeach Chitzon, the Mizbeach Pnimi is, and yet he's extending his hand across the Mizbeach Zav to put the applications in the right direction and going in the counterclockwise direction like Rabbi Yossi Guli. But it's a fascinating Rambam because the Kohen is standing, so to speak, in the wrong place to do this, and the Mari Kurkas, he's doing it this way so that he doesn't get his clothes dirty. It's a very complicated Rambam, and Alecha Mishnah and Rukh Yeager, and everybody discusses exactly what was the idea behind that Rambam. Either way, those are the two precedents we have in the Gemara for going right. Kol pinos le'el derech yamin. When you want to go in a direction, you always want to encircle right, and that's usually counterclockwise. That's why we find those two cases in the Gemara. The question is, how do you apply that in general in halacha? So, for example, the lulav. You want to shake lulav. What do you do? So, Yosef Karo, the author, Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Ma'aril, and the Truma Sedeshin, who say, it's simple. When you want to go, you just go towards your right hand. So, imagine you're facing east. So, you want to go to your right hand, just towards the south. So, you go from east, south, west, north. That's circular. Now, which way do you actually shake? Okay, so that's a difference of Minhagim. The Shulchan Aruch Ma'aril, their Minhag, and it was to shake forward, then to the right, then back, then to the left, then up, down. The Arizal has to the right, then to the left, then forward, up, down, and then back. And Chabad also does like the Ari. But that's, and Sardim, that is exactly where you shake, but in terms of which direction you're turning, that's the Riyas of Cairo based on the Ma'aril interpretation. You want to be turning to the right, to your right side. Now, if you think about it, from a bird's eye view, that's actually making a clockwise turn. So isn't that against the Gemara? And in fact, we have the Levus, Mordechai Yaffa comes and argues with the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Derech Yamin, says in the Gemara, is counterclockwise. You got to be going facing east. You have to turn from facing east to turning north, to facing north. And the Semach Tzedek agrees with that. And same basic analysis, you have to look at the inner Mizbeach and the outer Mizbeach, and both times you were going counterclockwise. The same thing should apply over here. And Taz and the Rami Pano all agree on the same team against Shulchan Aruch on this application about turning for lulav. Now, do we have an answer for the basic idea for the Shulchan Aruch? The answer is yes. Vabu Sheyantim, Magen Avraham, many others give the answer. The way to think about the Shulchan Aruch is it doesn't depend on clockwise or counterclockwise. What it really depends on is where's your right hand? Are you going towards your right side or not? Based on where you're facing, that changes everything. When your perspective is you're focusing on a middle structure and you're faced inward and you're circling around a structure in the middle, so then you're going to be going right means you're going to be going counterclockwise. That's around the Mizbeach, the outer Mizbeach, the inner Mizbeach. But when you're talking about pivoting on your own self, on your own heels, you're turning in a circle, as though you were a dreidel, that's when you're shaking lulav. You're going to be turning in a circle. Then, in fact, you're facing outward, and going right means going clockwise. That's for Shulchan Aruch. That's the Mablu Shiyantiv. That's the Chasam Sofer, Magen Avram, Alter Rebbe, and Mishnah Berurah. That's the Minhaga Olam, to Bein Ashkenazim, Bein Sfardim, when we talk about which direction you're going to be turning for lulav. Okay, but the Vush didn't stop there. And neither did the Rami panel. They have three other arguments to prove this point. The first one was the Mizbeach, and actually we've answered that, so two more. The second one is that's the way we write Hebrew from going from right to left. And that should be an indication from a Kaddish Baruch Hu that's the way he wants everything to be turning from right to left. So imagine you're turning from right to left. That's going to be in the counterclockwise direction. If you're trying to draw something in a straight line, you're writing a line on a piece of paper, you're writing the aleph page, and you're writing from right to left, that's going to be counterclockwise, and that's exactly what Derech Yamin is, says Levush. Even though you're facing outwards, against the Shulchan Aruch. So the Malbushi Yantiv gives an answer. He says, that's true, that's how Hebrew is written, but perhaps in Shemayim the Hebrew is written in a different way. And maybe that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, he wrote the Torah in, so to speak, a Tashrak, a different order, a backwards order, quoted in the Briyas HaOlam. And when he gave us the Torah, in our world, it came out backwards, the Aleph Beis direction. The last Lubavitch Rebbe has a piece on this, that in Shemayim, the Torah is written in a way of Din, and our world is written in Chesed, and that's why the order of the Torah is actually flipped around. The Rokeach talks about that, and the Rikanti and Sefer Bereishis, they talk about this flipping of the order. So perhaps the same direction in Shemayim, the order of the Torah is in fact written left to right. But in our Hebrew, in our world, is actually written right to left. So Kosh Baruch says, when you're going to do mitzvahs, you have to do it right to left. Okay, that's the first answer of Mabushi, the fascinating. Second answer, he says, is when you think about every letter in Ashuris in Hebrew, the way it's written in the Sofer right in the Torah or in a Mezuzah Tefillin, what you actually do is you write each individual letter left to right. You start on the left side, and then you move the quill from left to right. That's you make an Aleph, drawing it, pulling it from left to right downward. It's the same thing for every single letter. And that's how the minhag is to write the letters. And it's not for naught. The reason is because Derech Yamin means on the small level you're going, and when you're doing a facing outward, a small pivoting movement of like shaking the lulav, that's when you're going to be going clockwise direction from left to right. However, when you're doing a going around a structure, that's when you're going counterclockwise, you're going like across the page, writing the alphabet is one column to the other, finishing the column from right to left the way you write Hebrew. That's the answer that the Malbushi Anta gives as the second answer. Okay, just the third answer that the third thing that the Levush brings up is Teva. He says the way the Chush Ma'achish, the Metzias, the reality of the world improves that I'm right. Because the way the people normally walk, if you ask them to just take a circle, they'll be going in the left direction. Why? Because they take their first step with their right foot. And you could see a poll online that if you ask 100 people to walk, take one step off the line, which foot would they pick up first? 56 people pick up their right foot first. 22 people pick up the left foot first, and the other 22 are confused. Sometimes they pick up the right, sometimes left. But majority of people pick up the right foot. And you don't really need any polls because it says this in the Gemara. The Gemara Menachos Amad Aleph says, Ki akar inish kare biyamina akar bereisha. A person picks up his right foot first. And it's actually very important to halacha, because when you want to know which right side you put up a mezuzah, you put it up on the right side, exactly because of this reason, that people walk with the right foot first. How did the Gemara know this? The Gemara says, you're going to put the mezuzahs on the doorways of your houses and your gates. And the Gemara makes a drasha, beisecha, your house, biyoscha, the way that you go in, derech biyoscha, the way that you go in. And how does a person go in? Says the Gemara, a person walks with their right foot first, and therefore we put the mezuzah, which way you're walking first, which is on the right side. Good, so says the what you see, that you have to take whichever, you have to look at derech yamin in light of the other mitzvahs in the Torah, and the other mitzvahs in the Torah are always right dominant, and we always walk with our right foot first, so therefore, if you're going to make a left turn, which foot do you pick up first? The right foot, so it's obvious, you have to be making left turns. If you're going to make a right turn, you actually pick up your left foot first. So naturally, says the Levush, you want to know if someone's going to turn around, which way they're going to turn, they're going to turn to the left. And therefore, he says, that must be derech yamin. Fascinating approach. The Malbushi Anta, this one doesn't have such a very difficult time. He just says, you know what it means? It means, yes, it's natural you should turn to the left. But Akash Paul said, you have to go against nature. All the Torah is L'Sarfet B'riyas, is to perfect us, to change us. And so too, yes, Daryl Yum and turning to the right is not always going to be easy and natural. You're right. Hashem didn't want that way. Hashem wanted us to do things because it is a mitzvah for Avodas Hashem. That's exactly why we're going to be turning to the right. Not because it's easier, it's natural. We're actually, in fact, doing the exact opposite of what's natural, to be turning left. We're going to be turning right because Akash Baruch Hu said. So with that machlokas in mind, now let's go to the lemaisa applications of the minhagim that we observe that involve turning. So the first thing we discussed already was lulav. The Shulchan Aruch says we're going to turn to in a clockwise direction, turn to our right hand, and this way you're body is going towards your right hand. That's exactly what you do if you're the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Minhag Olam is when they turn for lulav. The Levush would say, no, your body should follow your right side should follow your body. Your body is going to turn to the right. You want to be turning to the right, and then everything else follows after. And your right hand should be following after your body's turn. So even though it's really a turn to the left, according in a counterclockwise direction, but that's the approach of the Levush, is that the point is your body is going to be moving. Starting on the right, and then your right hand will follow after. But basically, everything is going to start on the right and end up in the left. Starting the right, ending on the left, and have your body follow after. That's a turn to the left. That's called derech yamin, according to the Levush. Said differently, maybe clearer, the Rami Pano says it's just objective. It doesn't have to do with left and right at all. Derech yamin doesn't mean what we think is right. No. What it really means is objectively going in counterclockwise direction. Because it's learned from the Yom Shel Shlomo, the Pool of Shlomo, and there just gives us directions. It tells us, go from the east to the north. It tells you, go in a counterclockwise direction. So we don't need to think about it if it's right or left. You just go in the counterclockwise direction. It doesn't matter facing inward and outward, he says, because you see the Yom Shel Shlomo, the cows were facing outward, and still we went in a counterclockwise direction. So you see lulav yamin facing outward, you still do a counterclockwise direction. And actually, he says, if you notice, the Gemara doesn't say, kol pinush lo yaderech yamin, you should always turn to the right. It doesn't say that. I skipped one word. Very critical. He says kol pinush lo yaderech yamin lemizrach. You should always turn to the east. Turn to the east. Well, it depends on where you're facing. What does that have to do with east? So Rashi, in fact, in the Gemara is Avuk Orcha. It really doesn't matter. That word is actually extraneous in most contexts. It's only if you're in the south and you're facing the Mizrach, you're going to go from south to east. That's considered to the right, going counterclockwise. In context, it doesn't matter, but for other contexts, it doesn't really depend on that. It depends on which way you're facing. So even though it's a Rashi, but the Rambam pattern says you see in the Gemara really does care about the objective directions. So therefore, the same thing with Lulav. If you want to turn, you want to turn counterclockwise. So always going from east to north to west to south. That's the way to go according to the Mirami Pano and the Lavosh and the Taz and Temel Sadek. That's the machlokes they have by shaking Lulav. The Minig Olam, I think, by Sfarim and Ashkenazim by Chassidim is really to be turning the right direction according to the Rav Sukkaro. And Rami Pano wrote a whole kuntras on this Yamin Hashem Romama. And then a second kuntras, Yamin Hashem Osachayel, to defend his shitas. And it was a very big, adamant, big, tremendous machlokas that came out of this. And he brings Zohars and lots of other proofs and discussions about this. There was a Ravadim Sfarno, not Sfarno al Chumash, but somebody else in Italy in the times of the Rami Pano. And he also emphasized his shita. And he actually proves it from the tour. That in fact, that's how the tour would shake lulav, is going in the counterclockwise direction. Now look at the Shulchan Aruch. So it's in fact a big machlokas between the Maril and the tour. It's a very old machlokas Rishonim about this point. Hakafos, Hoshanos. Which way do we turn around the bima? I'm taking out the Sefer Torah. The answer is there's actually no machlokas here. Baruch Hashem. We all agree you want to go counterclockwise. You're going to be facing the middle. That's great for everybody. The Rambam panel thinks this is a proof for him. Shulchan Aruch, everybody goes counterclockwise, but it's just in lum to some machlokas. Because the Rambam panel says, you see, I'm right. Because you're not actually facing the beam when you do Hoshanos or Kafos. You're actually just facing the guy in front of you. And you're facing the outside of the circle, really. You're not facing the inside. Imagine he says the Kohanim going around the Mizbeach. Were they facing the Mizbeach every single time? He said that's a foolish way to walk. That you're shuffling along with your feet and you keep moving one foot after another, shuffling sideways around the Mizbeach and always facing inward. That's not the way to walk. That's not Derech Hiluch. That's not a good Avos Hashem, a beautiful royal way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis Hamikdash. No way. It must be you're walking straight around the Mizbeach, and it's called right because objectively you're going in a counterclockwise direction. So that's the Rami Pano. How do we answer that from the Mavushi Antipa and the Minigol? And the answer is because you are facing it. You don't need to be facing it with your entire body and your 2 feet facing inward in the Mizbeach. Your basic idea is that when you faced it originally, and I want to know from place A to place B, where am I going? I faced the Mizbeach. And now in the trip, I'm not facing it. But my point is to be circling around something. So even if I'm not facing it directly, that's all called as though you're facing inward. And that's Hakafos, taking out the Sefer Torah, Hoshanos. Baruch Hashem, there's no machlokas about this. At the wedding, when the Kala goes around the Chasam, Nitzik Real brings this up, and he says, in fact, should really follow the same discussion over here, and therefore it should really be counterclockwise, and says, in Vishnitz, that's their minig. He does quote that the Munkach minig was to be the opposite. He says, maybe it's based on Lavosh, but L'chura, it really doesn't follow Lavosh, because everybody agrees in this case, you want to go counterclockwise. Then, moving on with the other ideas of where there's no machlokas of kolpinos is when you're going to get an aliyah. Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Mem Aleph and Or Chaim says when you go to get an aliyah, there's two rows of chairs or whatever, two tables, and there's two paths to get to the bima to get an aliyah, and they're equal distance. You want to take the path to the right because kolpinos. You always want to go to the right. Good. In fact, he's coming from the idea that you want to go to the closer mitzvah first, so therefore if it's closer, you just go to the left, even if it's going to left, you just pick the closer side. In fact, some argue, the Chasam Sofer said, no, you always want to go to the right, even if it's longer, and it's a big machlokas, how to learn the Gemara by relates to that Rambam and Tosfos Yeshanim, and that terms of the inner Mizbeach on Yom Kippur. It might be the Rambam and the Tosfos Yeshanim are in fact proof for Shulchan Aruch, and it's a whole big discussion about that. What about Bedikas Chametz? We're walking from room to room. If you have a house that there's a circular revolution between the different rooms, and you can choose between going to the next room from the left room or the right room. So some of the late modern Achrom say maybe you should go to the right room based on what Shulchan Aruch says over there, because it's all in a big process of mitzvahs. Just to add a side note, does this apply to non-mitzvahs? So the Rav Meir Soloveitchik has a chiddush from the Rambam. The Rambam writes as a halacha, kol pinos ha'debon aliyah derech yamin, by Birkas Kohanim. So you see, yeah, he writes as a klal, so you see, it should always be, even by mundane matters. So the Pashas is totally not like that, that the poskim only said by mitzvahs and haggim. We don't say by everything else. Based on the Gemara in Yuma, Dav Yedzayin Ubiz Yerchasam Alaf. It says by Choshen and Ben Alma, the Mishnayos don't always go in an order. And the same thing in the Psukim and Tosus and the Rami Panel all point out there are different times in the Chumash and other places we go for different orders. It might be for different reasons, but the Gemara's expression is Choshen and Ben Alma. If you're just counting something up, it doesn't really matter which way you're going. And the Gemara Nun Tes in Yuma also makes it clear that the whole Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Akiva had also to do with, besides whether you're going to go around with your right foot or with your hands or with your feet, was whether or not you're able to learn the Avodah that's done on the outer Mizbeach to the inner Mizbeach or not. And what it sounds like is the question of extrapolating one thing from the other, but the entire discussion is all by Avodah. Only by the Bezek Beis HaMikdash is really true that you have the idea of Hakafa nowhere else. The Rashash and the Be'er Sheva both bring this up, that really the entire concept doesn't at all apply of Kolpinos. We're talking about Shrieking Lulav. So the whole thing is a Tamiya that we make such a big deal about it, because really, according to the Rashash and the Be'er Sheva, it's not really necessary at all. But the same thing by Hanukkah, you're not moving anywhere, so it's really not particularly necessary at all to go either which way. It's fine, whichever direction you want to go. That is the opinion of the Be'er Sheva and Rashash. However, the Minhag HaOlam from the Truma Zedeshim, Ariel, Shulchan Aruch, and Lavush, and dot, all agree that we're going to be very makbid on exactly which direction you're going to go with. So we have a minhag to go with a certain direction, but it could be, it's you're yotzei in the mitzvah chachila either way, and it could be it's not super critical when you're not moving around anything, you're just staying in your place. But nonetheless, we want to figure out which way is the optimal way. So it only applies to mitzvahs, and the Shevet Alevi says, the fact that the Rambam says when you're coming back from Birkas Kohanim, you're going to the right and not to the left, that's because it's all part of the mitzvah. The process of the mitzvah, you're going to get Birkas Kohanim, you're going to give the Birkas Kohanim, then you're leaving back to your seat. That's all one big process. In the process of mitzvahs, or Minhagim, you can turn to the right. But just stop, you're walking down the street, you're going home, you don't have to go to the right. That's not the halacha, that's the Shevet Alevi, that's what we follow. Continuing with our minhagim, what about turning in circles around yourself, like shaking lulavs? That's exactly where there's a machlokas, lulavush, and shulchan aruch. The minhag olam is like the shulchan aruch, we turn the clockwise direction. Same thing with hagba. Hagba, you don't have to turn completely in a revolution in a circle, but you want to turn to your right, show people on the right, on your left, and then to the left, and then show people on the right. Now, this is the way to do it, is you want to be turned first to your right, then to your left. Not the other way around, because you always want Kol Pinah Shatapon, Lo Yaderach Yamin. There's a confusion because Shulchan Aruch writes from the Masechet Soforim that you want to show the people who are standing on your right and then standing on your left. And the way we do Hagba, the Ksav is facing you, the writing is facing you, so it's going to be backwards. So that's why people think you have to do the other way, turn left first. But there is an opinion, Riaki Tzal Fisher has a tshuva about this, but like that, because you're doing it for the honor of the people, you do it backwards, but Lamaisa, you do it that order, you do left and then right. But Lamaisa, most other poskim do not assume that Rishon Mazam and Chazanish and Mishnah Berurah, they all assume no. You just do it the way, or the tzion, you just do right for yourself, and whichever direction you get to see first, that's great. You want to turn right, then you want to turn left. And for the Chazanish, Amar Mordechai Prichaj, those who make entire revolution in a circle, it's not necessary, but this way everybody in the shul gets to see. It's good for that thing, for that idea that everybody should see. If you want to do an entire revolution, you should also do in this starting on the right. That's what the Chazon Ish himself did. You turn completely in a circle starting with the right. That's what it sounds like in the Mishnah Berurah. Just a little confusing what he's describing, just because he's talking about a Sephardi Torah, and they're davening on the east side of Yerushalayim. That's why it's just confusing the directions and reading the Mishnah Berurah, because he's really quoting the Pri Chodesh. But that's how you should do Hagba, also turning like you do by shaking lulav, clockwise direction. Some people don't know Makbid, they don't realize it, so they have the Rashash shoreline that they don't realize is such a big issue. But the Hagba, in fact, in the post game from the Pre-Chadish, Mar Mordechai, Mishra Berurah, is everybody is really the same thing as shaking lulav. Same thing with Berka Kwanim, when the Kwanim turn in a circle, Shulchan Aruch says, tell him, people make a mistake and they go around in the left direction, they go in the counterclockwise direction. There is should be turning clockwise. Also by Lecha Dodi, by Bowie Kali, you should be turning around in a circle the same thing. Nitta Gabriel says that we should be turning in a circle the same way. It's totally exactly on the same machlokas, and that, in fact, that we should be makbid, we should try to do it the same way that we do by shaking lulav. The taking the steps back after Shmona Esrei, so which foot does the person take first? So it's a machlokas in the Rishonim. And the Shulchan Aruch says the idea of kolpinos doesn't apply over here because you're not turning anywhere; you're just taking a step one direction. Even though that's what Shulchan Aruch says, nonetheless, other poskim disagree and say no, there is such an idea. The preacher that we should still be there. Maybe we should still try to be makbid on on this idea, the Ber Moshe, or Moshe Stern, says that maybe you see by Hanukkah and other things, even if you're not moving in any direction, we still want to do kolpinos, we want to do the right side. So in fact, why we take our left foot first, though, is because the Magen Ram says you're leaving your, you want to show that it's hard to leave the Shmoneh Esrei, leave the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu, so you start with your left foot first. And that's what we do when we're leaving Shmoneh Esrei. Which way we do? Bow. So it's the first in the Gemara, Nun Gimel in Yuma, that we bow to the left and then we bow to the right because we're leaving the presence of the Shekhinah. What about Kaddish? So, in fact, there's actually not so clear on the poskim. The Pashas, though, in Mishnah Berurah and the Ashkenazi poskim in the Minhag Olam is really to do like you do in Shmoneh Esrei. So you turn left and because you're leaving Hashem's presence. However, it's not particularly clear. And in fact, the Chabad Minhag is to turn to the right and then to the left. And it could be because you don't consider the Kaddish like leaving the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu the same way you leave by Shmoneh Esrei. And even by Shmoneh Esrei, the fact that Zohar does disagree with that Gemara and Yuma and hold you turn to the right first and then to the left with the same Yisod. The Ramah has a fascinating comment that when you're getting Aliyah at the Torah and you want to make Berukhas Torah, you first turn to the left and make the first bracha, and then afterwards you turn to the right and make the second bracha. And that too, he quotes, is based on the same idea, bound to the left, bound to the right, by the end of Shmoneh Esrei. But Sfardim, in fact, disagree. The Pilat Tzadik and the Mordechai Eliyahu, they disagree. You should turn to the right and then to the left, because we should always do right and left. It's only when you're leaving Hashem's presence that we do that that's the case. Some people have a minhag when they do Kedusha and they do Karazal Zavam, or they bow each way. So some people say, if you're going to do that, you should do right and then left, like the Malachim do right and left. The Makor Chaim says that. And the same thing when the Chazan or the Kohanim are bowing different directions during the Yivarechacha, during the Akaz Berukhah Kohanim. The Kohanim, the meaning is that they bow left and then right, and then for the Shel Sibor should be right and left, and that's part of the same discussion exactly. Usually we're bowing to the right and then left based on Kolpinos, but sometimes we have an exception based on the same precedent of leaving Hashem's presence. What about when you're moving in a line and you're going to go from right to left or left to right? So this is relevant to Hanukkah candles. Which way should you light them? Right to left or left to right? Same Machlokas, Shulchan Aruch and Lavush. Shulchan Aruch said you want to go from left to right, and that is you're going left to right, because this way you're going to be going towards your right hand, going the right direction. That's going to be a clockwise direction. Same thing as he has about the shaking the lulav, turning a circle. Lo says, what does it make a difference? You're going around a big structure, small structure. Even when you turn in a circle or you go in a little line, you're still making circles. It's a small circle, not a big one. So what? Therefore, he says, you're going to go from your right hand to your left side. And the same way we write Hebrew is the way you light your Hanukkah candles. Samuel Sadek agrees with that, and he brings a proof from Tosafot Yeshanim and Yuma, but Lamaisa, the Minhag HaOlam, is that we go, like Shulchan Aruch, we go in the direction of left to right, the way we write English. Shabbos candles, fascinating, it wasn't brought up in the postgame, but Rav Zilberstein asked this question, and he quotes a Chanukah Kanesk, it says, Ulai, maybe there is an aspect of going to the right when you light Shabbos candles, go from left to right, like we do by Shabbos candles, it would make sense. However, Rav Zilberstein notes not the minhag, and he gives a suggestion, maybe it's only one candle is really the mitzvah, it's no hemshech of mitzvah, there's no continuation, no process of mitzvah to light the second candle, and therefore, there's no idea of going to the right by Shabbos candles. The first candle is yotah the mitzvah, the second one is just nice, and it's not really hemshech, it's a continuation of the mitzvah. What about opening the parochas by someone doing psicha for the Aron Kodesh? Which way should you do it, left and right? And the Prisha says, the Chorus like lighting Chanukah candles, you should do it left to right the same way, or if you do the Levush, right to left, but usually the Chorus should do that. The Ber Moshe, or Moshe Sharon says, the Chorus should be makbid on this, but he said in his shul they go right to left, and he doesn't know why. And he says, you know, people aren't so makbid because maybe the Shulchan Aruch, Avkar Rocha, they all say they were not makbid on right to left, but no one's turning anything, it's just in a straight line. But yeah, since we're so makbid on Chanukah, we should probably makbid here too. And he says, if you're creating a new shul with a new minhag, that's the way to do it. You should try to do it from left to right, opening the parochet. Those are the different minhagim that relate to turning right and turning left. And Yasher Koch, we should all keep this in mind. Try to focus our attention. We're turning right. We're doing it because that's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes our perspective changes everything. The way that we see something, and we're seeing focus inward, focus outward, changes whether we should go clockwise or we should go counterclockwise. And just to add a remez, to remember this, to think about this, the reason why do clocks go clockwise the way that they do? The answer is because we're trying to follow the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sun go around the earth. That's why sundials, in fact, go clockwise, because that's the way the shade comes from the sun. They go clockwise. And the same way the sun goes around the sun, it goes over us, it's clockwise direction. You'd think maybe that's how the earth rotates around the sun, In fact, it's the opposite. When if you look from the North Pole and you look to how the sun, how the Earth goes around the sun, it's in fact counterclockwise. And the same thing if you look to how the sun, the Earth rotates around itself, it's also counterclockwise. Just a little remez to this concept that from our perspective, the sun is going around us, and that is in the clockwise direction. But from a Shemayim perspective, a different perspective, an upper perspective, exactly. For cared, it's opposite. Just a little remnant of the idea of the small little letter in the Sefer Torah that we write from left to right, but the bigger columns from the way we write Aleph Beis from one column from the beginning of the column to the end, we're going to be doing in the right to left, the way that we write Chanukah candle, the way that we write Hebrew, and write Chanukah candles, the opposite. Yashar Koach, and good morning.